Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, several children in Donegal were not assessed for a disability within the legal time frame. Business owners are feeling the pinch as overheads continue to rise, according to the chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. A psychiatrist who took up a job working with children and teenagers in Donegal has been found guilty of professional misconduct, and Bertie Ahern has a lot of support to run for the Aras from within Fianna Fáil. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly has all the latest in sport coming up at 5:15. Augusta Ration and Nooked by Colin Ferriter. First, in news, several children in Donegal were not assessed for a disability within the legal time frame. New data shows the national average wait time for assessments in the second quarter of the year was over 2 years. Under the Disability Act, children are required to be assessed within 6 months. Donegal is one of 9 HSE regions in which this right has not been upheld to date this year. Latest figures revealed that 14 children required an assessment in the second quarter of this year in Donegal, none of which were completed. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan says staffing is the root cause of the delays.
At the moment, we have about 30% vacancies across all of the teams, and that's what's having an impact. And it's those same teams who are trying to provide the assessments and the therapies and supports at the same time. And it's obviously proving really difficult and really challenging, if not impossible. And that's what's leading to that massive spike in the numbers of children now waiting for assessment of need. It can be a geographical lottery code as well for some children accessing services, which is also unfair. We just have to get to a point where the teams are properly staffed in the first instance, where whatever is recommended that's needed to provide the services which are needed. And even at that, even if they were fully staffed, they would still be under pressure and under-resourced.
Business owners are feeling the pinch as overheads continue to rise. That's according to Aisling Arnold, the chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. The hospitality sector has repeatedly called for the restoration of the 9% VAT rate. Today, the IHF says reducing it would help protect over 270,000 jobs across the country. Ms. Arnold told today's 9 till noon show that businesses are being forced to increase prices to ensure their survival.
It's no secret that we've been, you know, calling for them to restore the 9% VAT, and I think that it's essential that they do that with no delay, as promised, on the 1st of January 2026. If we look at Ireland as a whole, there's huge value for money out there throughout the season and throughout the year, and I think that's very important for people to remember. I think it's also, you know, crucial that people take into consideration, you know, price increases throughout businesses throughout Ireland over the last 24 to 36 months have been, you know, essential. It's certainly not something that we want to be doing as business owners or managers ourselves. But at the end of the day, we need to keep our doors open. We need to keep employment, and we want to remain to keep the level of employment that we have throughout the year. And in order for us to do that, unfortunately, we have to increase our prices.
Well, we don't have the footfall that you can stick a fiver on a main course for the crack.
Absolutely not. And the key for us is, you know, and speaking to restaurateurs, you know, hoteliers, people in business in general, you know, we're really feeling the pinch of this. You know, we want to be competitive. We want to be a place where people come and say they had a really good time, they enjoyed the experience, and it was, you know, they had got value for money. You know, the pressure's now been put back on the business owners in relation to that to be able to sustain that level of competitiveness, which we tried to do. We can't continue to do that if we're going to incur significant costs year on year.
A psychiatrist who took up a job working with children and teenagers in Donegal, despite giving an undertaking to the medical council not to practice in Ireland due to fears about a suspected misuse of controlled drugs, has been found guilty of professional misconduct, according to a report in the Journal. A fitness to practice inquiry led by the medical council found a series of allegations proven against Dr. Saeed Zubair. Tara Duggan has more.
A medical council inquiry concluded 53-year-old Dr. Zubair from Pakistan failed to disclose he already had an agreement with the medical council that he would not practice medicine in the Republic during a job interview in September 2018 for a post as a registrar with Donegal Mental Health Services. Dr. Zubair had given an undertaking not to practice in May of 2016 after the regulatory body had been notified of concerns his patients might be at risk as a result of allegations he was intoxicated or under the influence of substances while working in the acute psychiatric unit of Roscommon University Hospital. He worked with CAMHS in Donegal between March 20th, 2019 and July 5th, 2019. A solicitor for the Medical Council said a sanction at the upper end of the scale was warranted in the case.
The country's newest Gardaí are celebrating, including one newly engaged graduate who proposed to his fiancée just before taking to the parade square. 122 men and 32 women from 14 countries became sworn in members of the force today. Of the new Gardaí, 21 will be stationed in the northwestern region. Almost 370 trainees are currently at the Garda College in Templemore, and a further 200 will enter on Monday. Michael Conley from County Tyrone is the oldest ever Garda recruit at 50 years of age.
My classmate, actually, really brilliant day for him. I'm sure you've seen Ryan Cahill. He proposed to his girlfriend, and from the cheer, we presume there's a yes. He had mentioned it to a few of us, yeah, for everybody. Like, it's just such a great family occasion and so many nice wee moments for so many of my classmates and so many other people. Yeah, it's been lovely.
Meanwhile, the Garda Representative Association says serious efforts need to be made to tackle the recruitment and retention issues facing the force. Padraig Harrington of the GRA says while the latest recruits will help, they won't make a serious impact on the falling Garda numbers.
The GRA would look at it and they're saying that the numbers that are actually required are probably not going to be available to any commissioner until 2031, 2032 because of retirements and stuff like that.
There are renewed calls for Israel to allow full access to Gaza to facilitate the delivery of aid. It's in the wake of an international report which blames the country for causing famine in Gaza City and its surrounds. Eamon Torsney reports.
A UN-backed body today confirmed famine existed in parts of Gaza and that it would spread to other areas in weeks. More than 500,000 people are impacted now, with the number expected to rise to more than 600,000 by the end of September. Mustafa Barghouti from the Palestinian National Initiative has this warning on the consequences of Israel's actions in Gaza.
It's not enough for them that they have imposed man-made famine on Gaza. 125,000 children could die at any moment because of starvation that is caused by this Israeli government.
Well, Israel has tried to discredit the findings of the report, alleging it's an outright lie. The World Health Organization's Dr. Rick Peepercorn says today's report reflects what aid workers encounter on the ground in Gaza.
Witnessed children who actually were 5 years old and they looked like 2 years, 2 years old children, visibly malnourished, and health workers as well. Health workers weak and exhausted.
Well, here Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the withholding of food and water from civilians is collective punishment of the people of Gaza and a war crime.
Over 2,000 Leaving Cert students and 223 LCA students in Donegal received their results this morning. The proportion of top grades has fallen by around 2% compared to last year due to grade deflation. Kelly Murphy has more.
Thousands of students received their results online at 10 o'clock this morning. It's the first year where grade inflation, which was introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic, is being phased out, leading to a 2% drop in the proportions of grades. The Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, says it's important to gradually return to pre-pandemic levels.
The reason that this reduction, and it's a very gradual reduction, it's a very small reduction, is taking place is that we have to get back to pre-pandemic levels. We're one of the very few countries that haven't gotten to that point, and I think overall for our education system, for our CAO structure as well, it's actually fairer.
Students across the country now await CAO college offers, which begin on Wednesday.
Bertie Ahern has a lot of support for a run at the Aras from within Fianna Fáil. A study by Virgin Media News found the majority of TDs and senators in the party would support his candidacy. Political reporter with Irish Independent, Tabitha Monaghan, says the party members seem frustrated.
I think what we're seeing here within Fianna Fáil is a vacuum, because we haven't seen a candidate that has really stood out for Fianna Fáil compared to, you know, obviously Catherine Connolly being one of the first, and then also with Maureen McGuinness and then Heather Humphreys. There hasn't been that one person that I think has really excited anybody within Fianna Fáil, and there's now a vacuum, and I think potentially frustration within the party that they want to run somebody. They're very keen to do that.
A public meeting on the campaign for justice for the large illegal dump in Moboy Derry is being held next week. Earlier this year, two company directors were jailed for their role in what is the largest illegal dump known in Northern Ireland. The North's Agriculture and Environment Minister, Andrew Murr, estimates that it could cost up to £700 million to remediate the site. The meeting, titled How Toxic Is Moboy, is organised by the Environmental Gathering and will discuss the need for a public inquiry into waste crime across the north and the remediation of the Moboy site. The meeting is scheduled to take place at 6pm in the Holywell Trust in Derry on Wednesday. There is renewed calls for additional litter wardens and greater enforcement of fines for dog fouling in Donegal. Vision Ireland figures published for this week show that zero fines for dog fouling were issued by Donegal County Council last year. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie says the figures clearly show more staff are needed to crack down on the issue. He says other areas are better equipped at dealing with dog fouling.
On a daily basis, we have a huge amount of people using the beaches, even in our streets here, Dunfermline, Highfield, Kerra, Letterkenny. There's dog fouling non-stop. In Glasgow there a number of weeks ago, I was over, my son has two dogs, and I was given doggy bags when I go out with a walk with them. There's bins already on the street to put your bag in after you dispose of it. And I think it's a huge county, Donegal, and if we are to implement this, we need to employ more litter wardens or dog foul wardens within the area, and have the fines probably increased.
A retired school bus driver says a shortage of drivers could easily be resolved by Bus Éireann relaxing its retirement policy. Those over 70 are not allowed to drive children to and from school, with calls from the junior transport minister to scrap the rule. Bus Éireann says an independent review is due to be carried out. Sil Polian operated his own private service and says 70 is still a young age for drivers.
I think it could be relaxed also. I agree with the minister. I think 75 at least, for two reasons. There's plenty of men out there that's able and willing to do it. And the other reason is Bus Éireann can't get drivers to cover the school work for the simple reason that the old men are all too old.
It's just coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to have sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with football. Bohemians and Derry City will bid to close the gap on the hoops in the SSE Air Trustee Men's Premier Division tonight. Bows are in second and a point ahead of the Candy Stripes heading into tonight's game at home to bottom side Cork City. Derry go to Eamon DC Park to take on a Galway United side who are looking for their first win in the league in 8 matches. If both sides fail to win, then Drogheda can finish the night second with a win at home to St Patrick's Athletic. Well, the Candy Stripes are in a battle to secure a European spot next season, and Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says his side are now focused on securing a top three finish.
We need to start scoring more goals, and we're working extremely hard and getting balls in the good areas. And when we get in the good areas, can we be a little bit more clinical? And I still think we're very dominant in games, we're controlling games, but that's probably the only area that we need to get a wee bit more from. And we know that. We don't shy away from anything like that. That's got to be our main concentration of the next number of weeks, to give us a platform to try and go and secure European football.
In the other game tonight in the Premier Division, Sligo Rovers are 4 points from safety ahead of this evening's trip to Waterford. Well, after making it through to the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup last week, Finn Harps will be in full confidence heading into tonight's clash with bottom side Athlone Town in the First Division. Kevin McHugh's team have been in good form of late and haven't been beaten at Finn Park since the game against UCD back in May. Former Harps skipper Gavin Cullen says Harps have turned a corner and should win the game tonight.
They have to be confident. Look, Bray were going well, and they done really well to beat them last week, and by all accounts fully deserved one. They seem to have turned a wee corner. Some of the new signings seem to be gelling in quite well, and it looks very positive in terms of the cup competition. As you say, form's massive, and Athlone they're bottom of the league. They're cut adrift of everybody else. They've had a really poor season, so I would expect Harps to get another one and possibly move up another place or two in the league.
Kickoff time there at Finn Park is at 7:45, and we will of course have live regular updates with Jim Doherty right here on Highland. In the other First Division games, leaders Dundalk go to Limerick to face Treaty. Second place Cove host UCD. Bray Wanderers are away to Wexford and Kerry play Longford at Mount Hawk Park. In the Irish League, there's one game tonight in the Premiership. Larne are hosting Portadown. While cross-channel, the weekend's Premier League action begins this evening with a London derby as West Ham United host Chelsea. Both teams are aiming to secure their first wins of the season after disappointing results in their opening games. West Ham were beaten by newly promoted Sunderland and Chelsea drew with Crystal Palace. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca admits it may take a bit of time for them to reach their top level.
For sure, with more time, we're going to be better and better. But pace where it is, we need to adapt. I think we showed last week against Palace, where until the end we compete, until the end we create chances. And as I said, we're going to be better and better day after day.
Bristol City hope to maintain their unbeaten start to the Championship season when they go to Derby County this evening. Gerard Struber's side would go top of the early table if they get the victory there. Derby are looking to pick up their first points of the campaign, having suffered back-to-back defeats. Stephen Rice has stepped down as the Republic of Ireland's under-21 assistant manager. He's been confirmed as Keith Andrews' set-piece coach at Premier League club Brentford. And Republic of Ireland forward Casey McAteer has joined Ipswich from Leicester City. He signed a four-year contract at Portman Road, while Andrew Moran has moved to Los Angeles FC unknown from Brighton. Locally in Gaelic games at semi-final night in the Donegal Intermediate and Junior Championship, Four Masters play Dunloe and Aroa Ballyshannon meet St Eunan's. It's a double header at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy, with both games starting at 7:30. The winners will play in the Intermediate final next weekend, with the losers meeting in the Junior Decider. The football championships in the county also continue this weekend. Just to confirm, however, that Saturday's game between Downings and Neave Connell has been postponed. Gweedore and Dunloe, meanwhile, are the only two sides in the senior to have won both of their opening round games, while in the intermediate, Neave Columba and Red Hughes are the only sides to also have won both games so far. And our feature game this coming Sunday afternoon on Sunday Sport, well, we're off to the Scarvey to watch yet another huge Inishowen clash as Buncrana are taking on Neave Pádraic Uisceachain. We'll also have coverage from some of the other games in the senior championship on Saturday afternoon as well. In golf, Russell Henley is the man to catch in today two of the Tour Championship in Atlanta. He leads by two strokes from world number one, Scotty Scheffler, at 9 under, going into today's action. Shane Lowry is teed off from level par, and Rory McIlroy was out from 4 under. The Women's Rugby World Cup gets underway in Twickenham this evening. Hosts and tournament favourites England go up against the United States in their Pool A opener. Meanwhile, the Irish are taking on Japan on Sunday. And the Irish team was named last night ahead of their Pool C fixture. Winger Bevan Parsons will play her first competitive 15s game for Ireland since the 2024 Six Nations. The game, of course, will be played in Northampton. Joint captain Adele McMahon has been passed fit to start in the back row, while Inna Breen and Amy Lee Costigan have both been picked to start in the backs. The Irish Surf Lifesaving Team has set off today for the European Championships in Poland, with Donegal flying the flag proudly. Ellie Martin from Letterkenny and Alan Vaughan from Ballyshannon are among the 24 athletes selected to compete at the highest level of the sport. They will be guided by head coach Paddy Bond from Remelton and assistant coach Sean Robertson from Termon. Also travelling with the team are Pauline Vaughan from Ballyshannon, who takes on the role as team manager, and Ruby Hurst from Ballyshannon, who's representing Water Safety Ireland as sports officer. While in the community games this weekend, the national finals are on in Carlow, starting on Saturday with the soccer and athletics. Fannad under 15 girls, who are the Donegal and Ulster champions, go into the competition in a run of good form. While in athletics, Fannad will also have 9 runners, with others from Milford, Cranford, Remelton, the Rosses, Bundoran and Ballyshannon also taking part, and of course also hoping to take medals as well. That's your sport for the moment, Donna Marie. We will of course be back with more tomorrow afternoon, and indeed in the intervening time, don't forget live updates tonight from Harps against Athlone. From Fun Park and Bally Buffet, start 7:45, and Jeremy Doherty will be on duty.
Thanks, Oisín, August, Anish, and Luke, Lee Colin Ferriter.
Jeremy Ratash of Colin Ferriter and Shalina Preeves Guilty. To Udras the Guilt to Kurjashina Ura Erfoil, the Conry Hori Elcha, Comparcha Glaku, Ego Intihe Regina, Ar Kodjahi Le Glolakti Achula, Igantar Gailtakta, Bunyan and Tarishkin, Le Kara Arnold, Abraha Magnula, Abraha Lectraha, Service Crin agus Abraha Egandala. Clúdach na co-entiche crata trí réidún chundahún an all in a mask. Bei íhanta ólish an fástal ráctalíha ag an tuidras a bársa agus Erlína con an process irithis a vinyu agus a flé le rán fartíha féidirahe. An ortu le de mí manna nóhar in G-Tech gídór ag chundahún an all in a mask. Tá iritheis a lorag lehaid na scéma om cho a brú le túisgurt éan atá reachtal go tras teranna le léich gáaltaí ar fiú céart was a 3 milli euro cadaithe ag run na géige chun taú le tionscadal cultúra a bhfuil gréthe tras teranna buint lá, ná éireacht agus cultúr eile nahéan a jósú a ceidirú ná a chomarú ar bhain thuí has. Tugtar corú do amathóirí claú le haid na comórtas aratas na Gaeilge a reáchtáil thar imlíana i mbeal firste ag dearú mí dearú fóthair agus ag tús mí na sáine. Tá ranagaí i faoi laghaí i gceist lena comórtas ina measc ranagaí uaire a bhaineann le ceol inar chóirithe scoile agus dása agus tá ga olas ar fáil ar an suíomh antarctus.ie. Agus a bé a cumíú thunanáil aráist ar an dóna an céadla agus trochad den bhí seo go dtí an saharn an séal le do mímana nóthir agus iad ag cruniú aragaid de chuúrum áilse iarthir thunanáil agus an spreach atá an mbliana na céad go leith míle euro san omlan. Sin maithid se a le go léir slán agus bannacht.
Thanks, Colm. The public are reminded that a notice to avoid bathing in Benone Beach in County Derry remains in effect due to high levels of blue-green algae. It comes as the bank holiday weekend is set to get underway in Northern Ireland. The Minister of the Department of Environment, Andrew Murr, says if in doubt, stay out of the water and is encouraging individuals planning to go swimming in lakes and beaches to be vigilant. A fire at a derelict building in Strabane last night is being treated as arson. The blaze broke out at the former Milltown School on Milltown Road shortly before 10:50 p.m. The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service worked to bring the fire under control and police remained at the scene this morning. They're appealing to anyone with information to contact them. Looking now to weather, mostly dry and cloudy this evening with light winds. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with some isolated showers and lowest temperatures of 12 to 16 degrees in light or southerly breezes. To conclude this evening's bulletin, here is the headlines. Several children in Donegal were not assessed for a disability within the legal time frame. New data shows the national average for wait time assessments in the second quarter of the year was over 2 years. Under the Disability Act, children are required to be assessed within 6 months. Business owners are feeling the pinch as overheads continue to rise. That's according to Aisling Arnold, the chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. The hospitality sector has repeatedly called for the restoration of the 9% VAT rate. Today, the IHF says reducing it would help protect over 270,000 jobs across Ireland. A psychiatrist who took up a job working with children and teenagers in Donegal, despite giving an undertaking to the Medical Council not to practice in Ireland due to fears about a suspected misuse of controlled drugs, has been found guilty of professional misconduct. According to a report in the Journal, a fitness to practice inquiry by the Medical Council found a series of allegations proven against Dr. Saeed Zubair. And finally, there's renewed calls for Israel to allow access to Gaza to facilitate the delivery of aid. It's in the wake of an international report which blames the country for causing a famine in Gaza City and its surrounds. That's all for now from the news desk. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, August 22nd. The death has occurred of Kathleen Stewart, ní Hanlon, Cruach na Gaire Dunlow. Kathleen's remains will be reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral service on Sunday in St. Crone's Church of Ireland, Dunlow at 2:30 with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Hugh Mooney, formerly of Clonjure, Culdaff, Donegal. Hugh's remains will be reposing at his late residence from 12 noon on Monday. Funeral from there on Tuesday, going to St Dominic's Church Bishop Briggs for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. and thereafter to Glasgow Crematorium. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Medical Aid for Palestinians. Hugh's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Sancta Familia Media YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Mary Hannigan, Ní Curran, 24 Glenview Park, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday morning at 20 to 12 for funeral mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12:15. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Parkinson's Care of Quigley's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The sudden death has occurred of Tristan Cullen, Creva, Carrigart. Tristan's remains will be reposing at the Chapel of Eternal Rest until 7 o'clock this evening, with removal after to his home. House strictly private at all times. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart. No flowers, donations in lieu to Pieta House. The death has taken place of John G. Kelly, Bahi House, Old Town Letterkenny and formerly of New Mills. John is reposing at the home of his sister-in-law, Breege Carol Gallagher, Greenhill, Letterkenny. Leaving there tomorrow morning, going to Lakelands Crematorium for private cremation at 1 o'clock. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Irish Kidney Association, care of Martin McGowan, funeral director or any family member. The celebration of John's life at Lakelands Crematorium can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.